Hey, good morning, everyone. Well, happy new year. Let's start the new year out with the 2016 first edition of the Outdoorsman Radio Show right here on WCBM 680. My name is Alan Ellis, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. We do so for the next 2 hours on this station. We start at 5 a.m. every Saturday morning and end at 7 a.m. And the topics range from, whatever you want to talk about, to certain items in the news that I've found, to regulations, to, seasons, and in particular, your phone calls about, your hunting adventures, your fishing adventures, your questions on the outdoors. And we'd love to hear from you. How we hear from you is very simple. You call our call-in number, which is WCBM 680. That's the call-in number. Translated into those letters into numbers is WCBM 680. It's 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That's 922-6680. Put a 410 or an 800 in front of it, depending on if you're calling from a landline outside the local Baltimore area. Of course, if you're on your cell phone, you just 410-922-6680. So that's pretty simple to do that. If you'd like to email me during the show, my email address is pretty simple. My website is ellisoutdoors.com, and it's Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. Remember, put an S on the end of that, outdoors, and you should be good. I'll receive that email during the course of the show, and if and when I have time to respond, I will. I may read it on the air, and I won't, of course, do your name either. I won't mention your name other than maybe your first name. So we are winding up our 2015 muzzleloader contest. We gave three muzzleloaders away, or giving the third one away today from the fine folks at CVA. CVA muzzle loaders are really a sharp, great shooting muzzle loader. And they have a good selection online at CVA.com if you'd like to take a look. Or if you have a chance to get to your local dealer and you're interested in a new muzzle loader, maybe after the season ends today, it's time to invest in a new muzzle loader. Well, please consider CVA. So we're giving away a CVA muzzle loader during today's show. This will be the final muzzle loader for 2015, and the CVA folks have been great in their support. So what you have to do there is call the phone number, and that's 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer, Brian Farlow, this morning, and you will simply go on the air and say, hi, hey, I just want to get in the contest, ask a question, make a comment, tell me you love me or whatever, and we'll get you in the contest, and then sometime during today's show, we will draw a winner. So we're giving you one more bonus opportunity to get in on the December muzzleloader drawing today. But today's it. And then you'll have to wait till next October. So the folks at CVA have been very generous. Again, visit their website, or when you're at your local retailer, ask them about CVA muzzleloaders. Let's talk to Bill in Westminster right up front. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your fine doe.
Oh, it was long overdue.
Long overdue. Meat in the freezer, though, buddy.
Meat in the freezer.
Yeah.
Went and got a little bit of some hot dogs.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's always a treat.
Oh, yeah.
The granddaughter likes the bologna.
Yeah, so does my grandson. He said this week when we were out, he said, can I shoot a doe and just have it all put into bologna? I said, yeah, absolutely. Why not? Whatever you want to do.
Do you have any more luck?
No, actually, we blanked on deer on Monday when we were out. We did not see a deer on Monday. So, another, only went out in the afternoon, and, It just didn't pan out. But, you know, beautiful day in the woods. It was Jacob's first day he ever sat by himself in the stand. I wasn't with him in the stand. You know, the young man's 16 years old. He doesn't need his grandfather, you know, hanging over his shoulder every time.
Yep.
And, you know, I was nearby, but we were communicating. But I just didn't hey, it was a perfect time. After the deer firearm season, you know, we had the woods pretty much to ourselves. And
well, I know you've given him a lot of experience because I hear you talk about taking him hunting all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like to take that young man hunting. We're not. He's not going today. I'll be out there, but he's not going today. He was playing basketball with some friends the other day and twisted an ankle. So he's laid up for the next week or so. So we'll see how.
Well, I know these twists can be worse than a break.
That's pretty much what they told him. Yeah.
They hurt a lot. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting ready to head out to Howard County.
Sure.
The deer have been really. I believe they went nocturnal a lot of.
Oh yeah, it's been quiet out there, no question.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cold out this morning, I guess. So.
Maybe it'll move them a little bit. So. Yeah, I'm not sure where I'm headed today. I'm headed somewhere to the shore. I don't know if I'm going to Cecil County or Dorchester County. I don't know if I'm going to take the opportunity and go stick a deer hunting this afternoon or not. But, you know, I'll figure that out later on, and we'll get out there.
Okay, buddy. Happy New Year to you. And
thanks,
family.
Bill. Good luck today.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Whoops. There he goes. There goes Bill. Hey, look who's here. Oops. Missed that. Hey, Fran, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you and everybody out there listens to your show. I called just quickly to say I heard someone call a radio show yesterday, and they said, what are the people in Baltimore celebrating New Year's Eve night? What in the world have they got to celebrate? Let me explain something. You know, as I said before, I've said a couple of words, you know, a scaredy cat and hard-headed.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you, I say that out of love, and I'm going to tell you why. I like to see you guys keep your world as much as it used to be, because I am surrounded by scaredy cats, and I am surrounded by hard-headed people. Over 500 people were shot in Baltimore City, where I lived last year.
That's true.
344 fatal.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. In Baltimore, you go out your house and you come back in, and your family's all accounted for, and this is on a daily basis, okay, you have something to celebrate. When you see that ball come down and you're in another year, I have a saying, maybe it's a sick sense of humor because I'm older, but it says, you'll have to change the date on the tombstone.
Okay, why? Uh-oh, Fran just left us. We'll call back, Fran. We want to hear the rest of that comment. You'll have to change the date on the tombstone. Fran, you'll have to give us a call back. Something happened. You just... just bounced off the air. Let's talk to who's up next here. Brian in Oklahoma City. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Pretty good. A long-time listener. Of course, I'm calling this time to enter into the muzzleloader contest, you know.
Well, you just squeaked in. Good.
Squeaked in, and I also wanted to thank you. Last time I called, I don't know, 6 months or so ago.
Uh-huh.
You gave me some advice on soft shell versus hard shell and shipping those. I don't know if you remember, but we did that, and we had a big party, and it was a good success.
Good.
And so I appreciate that tip. But, yeah, I live in Michigan, but, you know, I work in Oklahoma City and fly back and forth every
right.
2 weeks. So I always look forward to 4 o'clock in the morning here.
Sure.
For your show. So, anyway. Appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thank you very much.
On the weekend, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've been getting pictures of the mallard duck blizzard out there in Oklahoma City. There, apparently, certain parts of the state are just not as frozen as other parts of the state, and those guys are taking advantage of it. And the mallards are just blasting in there.
Yeah, that's true. And,
yeah.
You know, these guys that I work with, I'd say 80% of them actually live here. So
sure.
They're talking about their leases and whatnot, but. I don't get into it down here. I don't even have the opportunity. I just work, and then when I get out of here at 6 o'clock in the morning next Wednesday, I'm back in Michigan. So
I see, yeah.
But I heard that.
Yeah, and I guess
you know, it's mild climate down here, too.
Sure.
So, well, with the exception of the last week, that is.
Sure, sure. Well, I guess one of the country singers went missing on a duck hunt up there.
He did, and they found footprints today, so that's the latest and greatest.
But oh, good.
I'm not even sure who the guy is, but that's been the talk of the town. They found footprints today, but, I don't think it looks very good. If I remember correctly, the guy that he was hunting with, they found him in a lake or something.
Yeah, they found him passed away with the dog guarding him. The dog survived.
Right.
So
that's right. Yeah.
So.
Well, it was nice talking to you. Appreciate your show and everything you do. Look forward to it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. We've got Tony and let's take Tony in Delaware and then Jerry in Dundalk, and then we'll have to come back to Fran. Good morning, Tony. Well, Tony couldn't hold. Scratch him off the list, Brian. Let's see. Jerry in Dundalk, good morning. How are you?
This is for your information. I heard on Fox News this week there's only a total of 5,000 rhinos left in the world, and they mentioned black ones. And also, I think white ones might be more scarce than the black ones.
Okay.
And they've been having a lot of minor earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And it might be because of fracking.
Now, that's what they blame it on. But, Jerry, you got to understand how the news is biased.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know.
Believe it. What you hear, you can't believe what you hear all the time.
Nah, you can't believe what you hear all the time, that's for sure. So, but I appreciate you weighing in on the rhino situation. We know that rhinos are endangered in some parts of the world. White rhinos are not. Any legitimate hunter that I know is not interested in reducing the world's population of endangered animals.
Right.
However, animals like the African lion and the polar bear, which are not endangered, are political footballs because of public outcry and the influence of money from the radical environmentalist in this country.
Right.
Okay?
And one more comment. The guy from Oklahoma, when he said about that guy that was found and the dog was watching over him.
Right.
Let's go to his show that he's God's best friend is a dog.
Right, exactly.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, Jerry. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. Now we go to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning. I'm sorry. We had a temporary blackout.
That happens.
And I see police cars outside. Somebody probably ran into one of our pole lights.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Anyway, I just want to say a quick word about the poachers, okay?
Yes.
Because people, hunters need to, and fishermen need to really support this. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, it's not like the old days where you knew Jed up the road and he came across your property line.
Right.
Maybe took a deer for the freezer and shot a couple rabbits and you really didn't mind. You've
right.
known him since he was a boy. And Tom up the road. Now,
yeah.
These are dangerous strangers.
That's
Let
true.
Let me tell you why they're dangerous, okay? Number one, they're unregistered. Their guns are unregistered, and even the license plates on their cars and trucks don't even belong to them.
That's true.
And you don't know what their real purpose is, because I'll tell you a little secret. Everybody coming in the woods, not coming for deer. And these people need to get a loud, strong message.
We're sending it.
Don't come on my land. Okay?
Yep.
Don't come on here.
Yep.
Because we're going to find you as heavy as can be. We're going to confiscate everything you brought that we see. Okay? And if you come back a second time after the fine and after you've been confiscated everything, you belong to me.
Well, I do know some landowners who do take that situation into their own hands, no
okay.
question. Yeah, but now that we're working on the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, Fran, and hopefully the folks will be able to respond to that once they see it on the website, and we appreciate you calling in on that. Happy New Year, dear, and guess what? Mr. Chuck called from Carroll County and wished you a Happy New Year.
Tell him it's a Happy New Year, too.
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, and one other little thing. There's a man, Mr. Crawford.
Yes.
Okay, you know, I want to take a little shout out to him. I hope I don't embarrass him. But last year, he said something to me that really struck my heart, and I'll tell you what it was. I was in a panic that I wasn't going to get into that class, that course.
Yes.
And you know what he said to me? He told me who to call and yada, yada. But he said to me, if you need anything, just give a holler.
That's right.
That was the sweetest words. Let me tell you, where I live, you're scared to holler because you don't know who's going to show up.
I got it.
The spectators, you've got a couple may help you, and you got that other group that's going to take advantage of your situation.
Yes, indeed.
So when he said, just give a holler, I thought, how nice to live in a world that you could really holler to your neighbor if you needed help.
You got it.
I'll give a shout out and hope he has a new year, too.
Thank you, Fran. You have a wonderful new year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. There we go. I'm sorry to make that so quick. Bill, we've got a lot of callers lined up. Good morning there, Mr. Krim. Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I can't complain, I guess.
Got any birds?
Yeah, we got birds now.
Good. Glad to hear
it. We'll see what we can do with them this morning.
Yeah, how was your week? Did you have any birds during the week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I killed some birds midweek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a net. I haven't been out since then.
Okay. Well, a lot of birds have been coming in. I can see that.
Yeah, what's funny is I usually have a pair or more mallards on the pond in front of my house starting in, like, October.
Right.
And they just showed up yesterday.
Really? Really?
So.
Well, let's hope it starts to happen here now in the month of January. So.
I think it will.
Yep. All right, M&A Guide Service.
Yes, sir.
All right, M&A Outfitters in Carroll County. Anybody wants a number, call me, email me, and I'll be more than glad to give you the number.
Sure. Other interesting thing, Alan, is these game cameras. I'm picking up a lot of coyotes.
Oh, yes.
In Westminster and Finksburg.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, listen, they don't help the deer population.
No.
Come fawning season, those coyotes work on them real hard, buddy.
Well, we'll take them out when we get the chance.
That's the idea.
Very good. Call me about deer hunting next week.
Okay, Bill. We'll do it.
Okay, buddy.
See ya.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There goes Bill. Let's see. Tony in Delaware. Sorry for the hold there, Tony. How you been?
Pretty good, Al. Good show, buddy.
Thanks. What's up?
I wanted to enter the contest for the CVA, but also you kind of just touched on with previous call. Where are the birds? I mean, we have stale birds, and they're very educated. We need some new birds. Do you know where they are?
No, we haven't. Well, no, I don't. And if I did, I could make a fortune. But Tony, right. You know, we've got this horrible weather that we've had. It's not conducive to bird movement, and they're not moving. So unless there's some cold weather and some snow up north, those migrators aren't coming in. And,
right.
You know, unless they're driven here to a milder climate. And we've seen an uptick in birds this week. I was out yesterday scouting for birds in Talbot County. And I will tell you something. I drove miles without seeing birds. And then you stop and you listen and you hear some out on the bay. And, you know, and then every now and then you'll see a field full of them. But it's been a very quiet year. And I'm hearing it from all over the shore. So.
Well, hopefully we'll get some cold weather this week, which they're predicting.
Yeah, the birds are coming. They've been coming in. They've been dribs and drabs this week coming in, but they're moving in a little bit better now since they've got some nasty weather up north. So,
very good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
There he goes. Bill in Calvert County. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine, Alan, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
On my way to the shore for a morning goose hunt and a couple of fingers crossed that there are birds over there.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, I was exploring. I don't know where you hunt over there, Bill, but I was on the shore yesterday down in Talbot County and kind of poking around in Talbot County. Not many birds.
Well, I don't want to hear that, Alan.
Uh-oh, sounds like you're headed that way.
Hey, you know, a guy once told me, even if the birds aren't flying, it's always good hunting on the shore.
It's always good hunting on the shore, that's for sure. Yes, sir. Well, good. So, anything else going on there, Mr. Bill?
No, sir. Just love listening to your show. I want to wish all the hunters and others that are listening a happy new year. Let's hope we get some cold weather here before season does end.
Sure.
And, you know, my best to everyone.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I hope you had a happy New Year. And
always do.
Yeah, indeed. So, but Oklahoma didn't fare too well in the bowl games. I know that.
No, I was a little. You know, I have a degree from OU, so I was a little disappointed with that. But hey, Clemson won. I mean, Clemson kicked rear, so.
Oh yeah.
Give it to them.
Exactly. All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. Stay in touch during the day. Let me know if you do anything on those birds.
You'll be the first to know.
I'll be in a deer stand somewhere this afternoon, but I always appreciate the text.
Good for you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Alan.
See you, bud. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Let's take our first break. And our first break is these two guys. Let me find them. Well, I can tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. That I can tell you about. You know, we're talking about goose hunting now, and of course, deer season's winding down. Today's the final day of the muzzleloader season, and then next Friday, Saturday for most of us is the end of the firearm season. And in Dorchester County for Sitka deer, you can hunt them on Sunday next year or next week. That's the last day of the deer firearm season. But if you're interested in goose hunting, I got a couple of recommendations for you from the folks at the Clyde Sports Shop, which is your Browning hunting headquarters. Let's first talk about the A5, one of my favorites. This is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. It has a 100,000 round and or 5-year guarantee. It comes with what's called a kinematic drive system, which is a recoil operated system. It's ergo balanced, which means it comes to your shoulder very nicely and it's nice in the hand. And it's available not only in camo, but also in black and wood and blued steel. Then there's the gold light 10 gauge for somebody that likes a little thump, somebody that likes to reach out and touch them at, you know, passing birds, maybe a proven standard for auto loading performance. This is a gas operated auto loader, 3.5-inch chamber, 10 gauge. It comes in a composite with the DuraTouch armor coating and a mossy oak camo. Comes also with 3 standard Invector choke tubes as well. The BPS pump for pump action shotguns, 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available. The BPS pump comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauges. For those of you that like that pump action shotgun, features bottom ejection and also comes in that DuraTouch armor coating in mossy oak. And finally, waterfowl hunting perfection, the auto loader called the Maxis. The Maxis comes with 3 or 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, helps reduce recoil, and also in that mossy oak camo. Take a look at all the fine Browning shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website, 2 S's in the middle. You'll be glad you did.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and that's February 6th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now at thegreatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. O-R-G, no the in front of it. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much, much more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and get your tickets.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? But fever, gonna get you, boy. But fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
All right, you may have heard before, maybe if you hadn't, Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 is a major effort here by the Maryland Hunting Coalition to crack down on deer poaching in Maryland. And we invite you to go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, marylandhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition. And if you have, you know, problems with that, just email me at ellis@ellisoutdoors, and I'll send you the link. But we've got a 12-page perspective on deer poaching. If you'd like to read that, it's extremely extensive. It talks about poaching in Maryland. It talks about the solution, or at least one of the solutions, and that is increasing the mandatory fine for poaching. So we'll read a little bit from Delegate Anthony O'Donnell, who is the lead sponsor in the House. Basically, what the law does, it has not been done before. It defines what poaching is in Maryland. There's been no definition of poaching. It talks about the state policy on deer poaching, which says poaching is not only a violation of the public trust doctrine, and if you don't know what that is, it simply means that all the wildlife in Maryland belongs to the citizens of Maryland, but it's a violation of the tenets of sound wildlife management and conservation practices strictly adhered to by law-abiding sportsmen and women who deem the act intolerable. A person who comes onto your property and steals game that is on your property. And then it talks about mandatory restitution payments from $2,000 to $20,000 for poaching. The penalties get credited to the back to the Department of Natural Resources, the State Wildlife Management and Protection Fund, for use for management wildlife wildlife management and enforcement. And then it talks about the disposition of seized assets. It talks about enhanced enforcement and more. So you can read all that. You can read those comments from the delegate on the website. But let me just explain that this poaching is widespread. And here's how I'm going to explain that. December 29th from the Natural Resources Police blotter. Natural Resources Police Office, Natural Resources Police nabs 7 deer poachers. 4 men will be in Queen Anne's County District Court on January 27th to face 30 charges of illegal hunting as a result of an extensive investigation by 3 NRP officers, county deputy sheriffs, and Maryland State Police. Officers responding to a call on December 13th about the sound of gunfire near Merrick Corner Road found 2 men in a field and a deer carcass along the road. After talking to residents and tipsters, officers charged Michael Tyler Brown, 18, of Centerville, Chad Alexander Doney, 21, of Wharton, Heath Cheney Durrell, 20, of Centerville, and Melvin J. Downs, 21, of Ridgely, with hunting during a closed season, hunting at night, hunting from a vehicle, having a loaded weapon in a vehicle, hunting on private land without written permission, and hunting with spotlights. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the essence of what a poacher does. Drives up and down the rural roads at night, shines a spotlight out a window, finds a deer that he wants to shoot, puts the rifle out the window, loaded rifle out the window, and shoots the deer. Brown was also charged with shooting on or across a road. Doney and Downs also were each charged with 2 counts of trespassing. If found guilty, each man could face up to a year in jail and fines in excess of $9,000. Now, those $9,000 are for all those charges, all those 30 charges. That's not the mandatory $2,000 to $20,000 fine for the Poaching Act itself. Okay? So those fines could be pleaded down because they're not mandatory. They could plead guilty to one of the worst charges and walk away with a fine of $1,000 or whatever it might be. The Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, and you'll see the graphic on the website. You can read it, as I said, the 12-page perspective on that, on the subject of deer poaching in Maryland. You can read all about that on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. So those 4 guys, that wasn't bad enough, but in Baltimore County, officers arrested 2 poachers early on Sunday morning on 10 natural resources violations. Shortly after 5 a.m., Baltimore County officers responded to a call about gunfire, stopped a vehicle on Cromwell Bridge Road near Lockraven High School, right off the Beltway. You know where that is. Natural Resources police officer arrived and determined the 2 were hunting. Juego Cervantes Salazar, 24, and Denise Jesmin Garza, both of Dundalk, each were charged with casting rays of an implement, spotlighting, hunting on Sunday, hunting at night, having a loaded weapon in the vehicle, and hunting without a license. Well, you see, to me, that's the very definition of poaching. They have no license. They're driving along a back road. They have got a loaded rifle in the car. They shine a light in the field, and they shoot at an animal. The officer seized a .22 caliber rifle, ammunition, and a spotlight. A date has not been set in Harford District Court. In Garrett County, Jeffrey Eugene Spear, 35, of Friendsville, Maryland, received 2 citations Sunday for hunting out of season after an officer traced 2 antlerless deer carcasses to him. While on patrol at about 11 a.m., the officer noticed fresh tire tracks leading off a paved road in Friendsville. The officers followed the track and found the first freshly butchered carcass on the dirt road. Further up the dirt road, the officer found a second antlerless carcass and a burlap sack containing a small buck, which had recently been butchered. The officer noticed tire tracks with a distinctive tread mark and followed them. After checking several homes and speaking with residents, the officer noticed a pickup truck behind a garage on New Gravel Hill Road that had tires that matched the trail. Spear acknowledged that he killed an antlerless deer and a button buck on his property the previous day. However, he denied killing the 3rd deer. He told the officer that he killed the 2 deer with his Browning Medallion 243 Winchester caliber bolt-action rifle. His big game harvest record did not show any deer kills for the 2015-16 season. The only legal deer hunting on December 26th was for antler deer taken with a muzzleloader. He provided a written statement, and the officer seized the rifle and the deer meat, which was donated to charity. If found guilty on both counts, Spear could be as fined as much as $3,000. The date has not been set in Garrett District Court. Here's our little anthem for you guys.
Just the good old boys.
Yeah, they're not good old boys.
Never meaning no harm.
My butt, they did mean harm.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
That is likely true.
Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Well, the law got them.
Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I hope they throw the book at it. Teach them a lesson. People need to learn that it is not your right to go out and take the deer that are on another person's property or belong to the citizens of Maryland. I hate poachers. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are now on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show, 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule that includes country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much, I said much more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and get your tickets.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back to the end of the hour. So your phone calls, please. You have a few minutes to get in the muzzleloader contest. That's 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on poaching, we'd love to hear from you or any other subject. But I got to tell you, we're taking a hard look at poaching, that's for sure. And hopefully the General Assembly will agree with us that these are bad guys and need to pay for their crimes and be hit hard in their pocketbooks. It's a solution. It's all by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We have presented our case to a number of folks throughout the state. The bill as it was drafted is now in bill drafting, likely done. We haven't seen a copy of it, but, we are, hopeful that it's everything it should be. Probably will be with formatting changes the way bills are supposed to be drafted, but the language is strong. The language is there. And of course, the Maryland Hunting Coalition could always use your support, your volunteerism, your support at our events, when we offer raffles or things like that, or your straight out financial support. Make it a New Year's resolution to help the Maryland Hunting Coalition help you and help hunters across Maryland to do the right thing. So, 410-922-6680, that's the number if you want to get into muzzleloader contest. We've got about 10 minutes here to take some calls, and we'll be glad to take yours. So, I'm writing the ticket numbers on the forms that we use to gather names over the last month or so. You're being added on there as well. So, lines are open. Lines are open. Need a little drink of coffee here to liven up the day. Hold on a second. Oh boy. Good coffee. Good coffee. I need that to get through the day, that's for sure. So, yeah. Let's see. Okay. We got some callers there, buddy. Yeah, it looks like Frank over there in St. Michael's. I know Frank, I think, if this is the same Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. It's the same Frank.
Same Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, always good to hear them banjos and you on Saturday morning.
Yeah, man, I like to hear myself.
Just wanted to get in the contest and wanted to remind you to go turkey hunting again.
Well, looks like I'm...
Alan.
Looks like I'm going to be able to do it this year. I hope so. Let's put it that way.
I got two of them from that tree since you pointed it out.
I know. Yep.
So I'm doing it to you.
Well, I can't wait.
All right.
Are you on stand this morning?
Yeah. Oh, man, the body's getting to me. Arthritis and such. And I didn't get nobody to hunt with this morning.
So. Oh, boy. Okay.
It's tough dragging them out anymore.
Yeah, I know it. Do you have a cart there, Frank?
I should get one, huh?
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was out there.
Yeah, when I've got my grandson with me, it's not so bad. But when I'm out there alone, it's always nice to have that cart and be able to just wheel it over to the deer and wheel the deer out of the woods, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, come in very handy.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I should do that.
Yep, no question about it. All right, brother. Happy New Year to you.
Good hearing you, buddy. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Likewise.
Thanks, Frank. Bye. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Steve in Catonsville. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Morning, sir. I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's up?
So I have a question for you. I've been a police officer over here in the Catonsville area for the last 30 years, and I'm right off of the Patapsco State Park.
Oh, yeah.
At South Rolling and Wilkins Avenue, right in that area.
Yeah.
And I saw something the other night that I've never seen before. I'm not a hunter.
Right.
Like I said, I do see a ton of deer. It's something called a piebald deer. I didn't know what it was called at the time. I did a little research on it, and it looked like about a 6-point buck.
Okay.
And it was mostly white and black. It did have a little bit of brown to it, and I just wondered how rare they were.
Well, they're not all that rare in certain areas. If you get down through Canaan Valley State Park, where the deer are tremendously overpopulated down in West Virginia, you'll see them. You'll see them frequently. Unfortunately, the piebald, what results in piebaldism, I guess if that's a word, is cropping out because of deer that have been inbred, basically. There's too many deer in the herd, and they begin to inbreed, too close genetically. And the albino gene, which is a recessive gene, begins to come out and be present in those animals. And they're not the healthiest animals in the world. Now, some of them are robust. There's some bucks that you will never find a thing wrong with them. But there are others that show genetic weakness. Primarily, they have joint pain. Some of them are deaf. A lot of them are infertile. They have undershot jaw.
Because when I got my camera or my phone out to take a picture, I spooked both of them, and they ran, and it did look like he was running with a bit of a limp.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he had been injured. We get a lot of deer hit out here all the time.
Oh, no
doubt.
We
never had a problem with poaching out here. I can't speak for inside the state park, but just outside, we had a problem with it.
Sure.
But we do get a ton of them hit.
Right. Yep, I understand. But
well, thank you very much for the information. Like I said, I was just listening to your show, and I was curious about that, and I appreciate the education.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Same to you. There he goes. Let's see. Let's talk to John in Baltimore, then Dan and Claude. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John.
Oh, John in Baltimore?
John in Baltimore. That'd be you.
Alan, good morning. Happy New Year. I want to say I enjoy your show.
Okay.
Thanks for working on the poacher legislation. I've been listening to you. It is definitely needed.
Yep.
And one more quick thing. I mentioned to my friend, Tom, that about my A5.
Yes.
He knew about it. He shot it about 40 years ago with
sure.
it. Okay?
Sure.
And been in the closet, and I finally got it in my gun safe now. He's coming over. We're going to clean it and take it out and fire it at the range.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yep. And by next year, I'll be out hunting with it.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Thanks,
John. God bless you, and thank you for the contest.
All right, John. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Dan in Baltimore County. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's going on, Dan?
I'm driving up northern Baltimore County near Moncton, heading out to my deer stand.
Right.
I called to get into the contest.
You're in.
But things have been pretty quiet out there lately. I'm picking up lots of nighttime activity on my cameras, but during the day, it's just dead.
I know. They're hard to find during the day, that's for sure.
Well, I'm going to give it one more try this weekend, and then next weekend, and after that, I'll be praying for more birds.
won't we all yes indeed. All right, brother, well, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan. See you.
Bye.
There he goes. Claude in West Baltimore. How are you, Claude?
Hey, Alan, happy New Year to you.
Thanks, buddy. Same to you.
Alan, look, I'm not a hunter, but this is the thing. So ain't there jail time for poachers?
No.
Well, I'm in law enforcement. I think they need to go to jail.
Well,
do some serious time. I mean, like maybe 5 years.
Well, maybe
that would teach them not to do it.
Well, that's the intent is to hurt them in their pocketbook. That's for sure. Yep.
Well, sometime I mean, you know, Benny Gill instead of, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Absolutely.
People's property, like you said, nobody has the right to do that.
Right.
You was in trouble.
Do you know that Maryland law defines trespassing, but does not define poaching?
That's crazy, because trespassing is to enter anybody's property when signs are clearly conspicuously posted not to do so.
Right.
That's under CR 6-403. That means it's posted. No, 402 is posted. 403 is you're warned by the agent.
Right.
So if I tell you don't come on here, you've been warned. That's 90 days. The other charges, I mean, 30 days, I believe.
Yep. Well, Claude, let me tell you, it's one step at a time here, brother. We have the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act that gives the administrative power to revoke and suspend privileges for up to 5 years. That's the number one punch. Number two punch is the Poaching Restitution Act. And like I said out there, if anybody's concerned about poaching on their property, they need to support the coalition in their efforts to move this through the
anybody running around with a spotlight or jack, they call it jacklighting, if I'm correct, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Anybody doing that is a coward to me.
Well, they're just lazy.
Right. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, they don't even give the animal a chance.
Of course not. They shoot it in or out of season, whether it's vulnerable or not. They don't care. They shoot it with a rifle out the window of a vehicle. Of course, an animal, you shine a light on a deer, and, right, you know, those eyes light up. It stands there transfixed because it's basically blinded looking into that light. It doesn't move. And, you know, you can take advantage of it. And where do these guys aim? They aim right between those glowing eyes.
Right.
You know, God knows if that firearm is sighted incorrectly, or not. That bullet could go anywhere after
anywhere,
it either misses
anybody or anything.
That's what I was trying to say, Clint.
When I lived down on the Eastern Shore, we used to run around on an ATV at night.
Yeah.
With a spot, but we didn't jack like deer. I mean, we would chase them more. I mean, you know, chase around with them, and they would run, but we never shot at them or anything.
Well, that's just as illegal there, Claude. I don't know if you know that or not. So,
no, I never knew that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to shine. You're not allowed to shine an artificial light on the field at an animal.
Well, I'm glad you taught me that.
Now you know. See you, buddy.
No more.
Thanks, Claude.
All right, pal. Have a good one, buddy.
Yep. Bye. There he goes. And Stan in Baltimore. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm headed up there by your house. Did you need anything on my way back?
Say what?
I said, I'm headed up towards your house. Do you need anything from the house on my way back?
No, I'm good. I'm good. We're everything's secure there at the house. We're good to go.
Okay, I just wanted to get back to the contest.
Yeah, you're in it.
Everybody a happy new year. So far, so groovy. If at first you don't succeed, you won't succeed, do succeed.
I got it. All right.
Maybe one of these days I'll put it up there on the mantle, and I'll know where I got it from.
Yeah, that works. Good for you, buddy.
All right, sir. Happy New Year to everybody here.
Thanks, Dan. Drive safe out there, brother. Keep the shiny side up, okay?
Good try. I like that, man.
All right, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Stan. We got a note on poachers from our buddy John. Not only are poachers weak, slimy, like a poached egg, but they give other hunters a bad name. That's true. That is true. Yep. That's true. I won't read the rest, but it's all true. Poached egg, poacher, weak and slimy, and yeah, I agree. So, oh boy. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. It's been an active hour here, and we're going to be drawing the muzzleloader here shortly into the next hour. So we appreciate you playing along. We'll see how far we go, see how the callers go, see what we talk about. And by the way, if you have to leave us now, first of next week, the president is going to crack down on guns. He's going after your guns, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to close all the loopholes, alleged loopholes. So maybe we'll get into that next hour a little bit. But be assured that this president and this administration has an agenda. They're working behind closed doors to crack down on you and me and the Second Amendment. You have to leave us now. It's time to say get out, stay out, stay safe, and good hunting.